Hi, this is Tim Cole, and I'm reading from the book Digital Enlightenment that I wrote with Ossi Urks. This chapter is entitled, Why Digital Natives Are Not a New Generation. When the protagonists of the new digital millennium talk about digital natives, they aren't really referring to a generation at all. What they mean is a group of people who have already made progress in refining the way they think and their ability to understand and reflect upon the new digital reality around them. Sociologists are fond of dividing human development and history into so-called generations, which is slightly misleading because it assumes that a group of individuals born between or after some arbitrarily assigned date either belong to or do not belong to the category being described. Digital natives are a very good example. The ability of the individual to adapt to a changing communications environment has more to do with how we experience and react to changes around us. Digital natives, therefore, are not just those born, say, after 1989. Instead, they represent those who have grown accustomed to dealing with digitalization and acceleration and who know how to use them to their own advantage. There are many people around who were born long before 1989 and who feel perfectly at ease with the digital world. And there are obviously many younger people who have problems adapting to the future. We believe there is no such thing as a digital native, at least not if used in the usual sense of attempting to describe a complete generation. Digital competence has nothing to do with biological age, but instead depends on the individual's ability to recognize and adapt to changing surroundings and developments. Anyone attempting to understand a computer by using terms of reference from the Middle Ages will fall into the fallacy of describing it as a giant calculating machine. Such a description completely misses the point. Only by employing new terms and principles such as data and data processing, can we truly grasp and appreciate what is going on in technology today. This is less a voluntary act than the result of self-analysis and perception of change around us, rather a kind of meditative attitude. More and more of us are currently gaining new experiences that must not necessarily lead to some kind of mystical or spiritual insight, although the potential is there. For most of us, these experiences simply lead to an expansion of what we perceive as real. This can include sequences of numbers that follow a certain inherent order, so-called algorithms. Three-dimensional objects can be part of this perception, as can pictures and scenes that consist solely of binary numeric code. Essentially, everything that we have learned to consider part of a virtual reality as opposed to a real world. Of course, all we experience as part of a scientific simulation or a computer game are digital objects, either in the form of digitized images of elements from our normal physical surroundings, or as digital constructs from some fantasy world. We are also changing our way of thinking by connecting these digital worlds and allowing digital information to flow freely, unhampered by the constraints of time and space, much less of political or more or less arbitrary geographical borders, although admittedly this is still a long way off. What this boils down to is that our thought processes are increasingly being decoupled from sequence, from our own personal histories, and from the history of society. In this context, information is no longer a scarce commodity, a concept that forms the basis for entire industries such as publishers and news media. Instead, they are instantly available, anytime, anywhere, and in unlimited abundance. Today, digital data are increasingly seen as a normal part of our reality, as well as of our conception of reality. Instantly available, instantly duplicated without the need for any special skills or knowledge, reassembled and reprocessed, digital content is increasingly becoming part and parcel of our new view of the world. That's why a growing number of people whose way of life and way of thinking are being heavily influenced by digitalization no longer understand why they should pay for news or news gathering. The first are ubiquitous, the latter the job of algorithms or of individuals with the ability and willingness to share. No longer do we need trained and designated experts to work their magic. Gathering and disseminating information has become a normal function of modern interactive media use. They no longer require special knowledge or abilities in a networked world. Instead, they have become a fundamental cultural skill, like reading, writing, and arithmetic, something every child in modern society learns early in life.